We continue our learning. Lilu Nishmas Tavi Ben Manachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Ben Chazalio. We're in Shavuos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Yidios Hatuma Shtayim Shehein Arba. We mentioned this in the first Mishnah. The Yidios Hatuma, this unawareness, knowing about Tuma and then forgetting about it, walking into the Beis Hamikdash or eating from a karban, are two that end up being four. Two Midoraisa and two that are Midorabban. So we go through them now. Nitma v'yada v'nelma mimeno hatuma. You have someone who became Tameh, and he knew he was Tameh. And then he forgot about the Tuma. V'zachres hakodesh. But he knew that the food that's sitting in front of him is a karban. He just doesn't remember that he's Tameh. So that is achas. That's number one. That's actually midoraisa, where he's unaware that he's Tameh. Forgets that he's Tameh. He knew he was Tameh. Now there's a state of unawareness. But he knows the food in front of him is a karban. He should not, and if he knew he was Tameh, he would not be eating it. Then Nelam Yimenu HaKodesh V'Zachoras HaTomah. Number two, this is really one of them that are Midorabbanon or Yidios HaTomah, where he knows he's Tameh. He doesn't recognize that the meat in front of him is actually carbon meat, and he ended up eating it. So that's two. Nelmu Mimenu Zeh V'Zeh V'Achales HaKodesh V'Lo Yada U'Misha Achal Yada Harei Zeh Ba'Ola V'Yored. If you have a case where he forgot both, meaning he doesn't remember that he's Tameh, nor does he know that what's in front of him is karbanos, and he ended up eating that karban when he's Tameh, not recognizing A, that he's Tameh, B, that the food in front of him was the karban. Afterwards, he recognized that, number one, he was actually Tameh, and number two, he ate from a karban. So then, in all of these cases we just listed, now this last example is not officially on the list of the Ola V'Yored of Shtayim Shein Arba, but it should be obvious to us because the example Midoraisa is where the Yidios Hatuma is where you remember that this is a carbon, you forgot you were a Tameh. Midorabbanon, you remember you're a Tameh but you forgot this is a carbon, so those are two, but obviously although it's not included in that list, it's obviously you bring carbon to the Yored as well, where you forgot A, that you were Tameh, and B, that it was a carbon in front of you. Now we're going to discuss the Beis HaMikdash issue. Nitma v'yada v'nel mimenu hatoma v'zachar samikdash. So this is the other one that's Yidios Hatoma, that's midoraisa, where you chayv a carbon to the Yored on a doraisa level, and that is where you know you were Tameh, you knew you were Tameh originally, and then you forgot, there was a state of unawareness, v'zachar samikdash, but you know very well that the place you're walking into is the Beis HaMikdash. You just thought you were Tohor. So that is a raisa on the Mikdash. That's now number three, Yidios Hatuma. We said that there were going to be four. Nela mimeno hamikdash v'zachor es hatuma. You forgot that in front of you, didn't realize what's in front of you is the Beis HaMikdash. But you know you're Tameh. And if you recognize that this was the Beis HaMikdash, you never would have entered. So that ends up being number four. That is Midrabanan, because the unawareness is the Mikdash, not the Tumah. Nonetheless, that is number four. Nelu Mimenu Zemezeh. Of course, if you forgot that you're Tameh and that this is the Beis HaMikdash, V'nichas LaMikdash Lo Yada, in all of these cases, you walked in to the Beis HaMikdash. In this last case, not knowing that you are Tameh or that this is a Beis HaMikdash, u'misha yatza yada, and after you left, you realize, this was the Beis HaMikdash, and you entered it b'tumah, harezeh v'ol v'yored. In all of these cases, you chayv a karban ol v'yored. When we speak about entering the Mikdash when you're Tameh, we have to know what's considered the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash itself. So that's the topic for the next Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Echad ha-nichnas la-azara ve-echad ha-nichnas la-tosefes ha-azara. So whether this person who's Tameh entered the Azara of the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, Ezras Yisrael, or entered into the Tosefes ha-azara, which was what was added on to the Azara in the days of Yehoshaphat, which is discussed in Psachim Tzad Yibes Amad Aleph, either way you chayv a carbon. Even that Tosefes ha-azara is considered entering the Mikdash, but assuming you entered Betumah, that you would be chayv this carbon olev yored. And then the Mishnah comes to describe how is it that we have the right to add on to the Azara? How is this done? What's the ceremony? Shein, we can add on actually to the Kedusha of the Azara. Shein Mosifin al Ha'ir, says the Mishnah, of al Ha'azaros, we can add on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim as well, which is important for Maaser Sheni, Karban Pesach, etc. You're not permitted to add on to the city of Yerushalayim to expand its borders, Val Ha'azaros, or to add on to the Azaros, the Kedusha of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, Ela B'melech, V'Navi, V'Uver Urim V'Tumim, U'V'Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Echad. So we have the ability to do so, to expand the city, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, or the Azara, but we need a Melech, a Navi, the Urim V'Tumim, and the Sanhedrin of 71. If I have an agreement of all of them, so then that's going to be acceptable. How do I know this? So when it comes to the Mishkan, it says in Shmos Chafei, Kechol Asher Ani Mare Osecha, Eis Tavnis HaMishkan, Eis Tavnis Kol Kelov, V'chein Ta'asu. So the way I showed you the Mishkan, Hashem says, this is where it's supposed to be. What's V'chein Ta'asu? We darshan Kein Ta'asu L'doros. So for the future, if you want to add on to the Kedusha, it has to be V'chein Ta'asu the way it was nowadays when we built the Mishkan. And at that time, there was Moshe was the Melech and the Navi. Aaron, his brother, was the Kohen Gadol, and he had the Urim V'Tumim, and there were 70 Zekanim. So then we had all of it. So therefore, Lidoros for generations, if we want to expand the Kedusha of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, it has to be done with the Melech, Navi, Urim V'Tumim, and Sanhedrin of 71. Some explain that it's not that we had 70 elders at that time, but that Moshe himself takes the place of 71, as discussed, and we learned this in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. But there, when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin speaks about adding on to the ear and the Azara, Yerushalayim and the Azara, the language is, Ein Mosifin al Ha'ir val Ha'azaras ela al pi based in Shel Shivim Ve'echad. There's no mention there of the Melech and Navi Urim V'Tumim. Nonetheless, Tosis explains, because that Mishnah is only dealing with the Sanhedrin. But nonetheless, according to the Halacha, you need everything that's listed in our Mishnah in order to expand the borders of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim or the Azara. The Mishnah continues, though. There's also a ceremony, Uvishte Todos. The two Todos, the Gemara explains, these are two Chalos Chametz of the Karban Todah. Regarding the Chanukas, Chomas Yerushalayim in the days of Erez and Nehemiah, which is discussed in Nehemiah Yud Beis, it says the following. Ba'amida shte todos gedolos. I set up two large todos. So what's that referring to? What do you mean, two large todos? The Gemara says that we're not talking about the normally carbon todos, it was an animal, and there were the 40 loaves. Here we're not talking about an animal. This is just two todos. What's two todos? So the Gemara says that when we speak about gedolos, which was really the largest part of that carbon, must be referring to the loaves and not the animal itself. But add on the fact that the 40 loaves, how it worked was that there were 30 which were matzah and 10 which were chametz. So the chametz and the kohen would take two epha of flour. He divided it up. Half of that was used for the 30 loaves that were matzah, and the other half for the ones which were chametz. So clearly, there's a lot more flour that's used for the chametz loaves. And therefore, we're speaking about two todos, gedolos. It must refer to the chametz loaves that were used, and that's therefore what we're going to be using here in this ceremony, based on that which Nehemiah used, va'amida shte todos gedolos, taluchos liyamin me'al lachoma. What would they do with them? So they would carry them. They would carry them around the area that the added area that was now going to become sanctified, the expanded area. What else besides the two todos, uvashir? The Levim would escort the todos with playing harps and lyres and cymbals, and they would sing the Mizmor Aramimcha Hashem Kidilisani and other Mizmorim as well. The Gemara on Daf Tezvav and Rizbe says, according to Rashi, it was Mizmor Lisoda, and then the Gemara also says that they sang Sadi Aleph, which is Yoshev Viseser, which the Gemara calls either Shir Shel Pigoim, like Shir of of which was against the demons, Shir Shel Nigaim, which is against plagues. We have phrases like that, and we have the demons are, you know, thousands are going to fall by our side. So this was done so that the new area that was going to become sanctified, we want to make sure there are no evil forces, impure forces that are there. So therefore, we say that the Gemara says Tzadi Aleph, Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, Yoshev Yisaser, which is known as Shir Shel Pigaim or Shir Shel Nigaim. Then the Mishnah says, "Ubeist in Mahalchen Ushtei Todos Achareihem." The Beis Din would go when the two Todos behind them. The Gemara explains the following: Beis Din, and I quote, "Beis Din Mahalchen Ushtei Todos Mahalchus Beis Din Achareihem." No, Beis Din would go. The two Todos would be carried as well. The two Chametz Todos, loaves of bread. And Beis Din Achareihem, which means Beis Din would walk behind the Todos. As we see in the Chem Yud Beis, when they added on to the city, Vayelech Achareihem Oshaya V'chatzis Sara Yehuda, they walked behind the Todos. V'chol Yisrael Achareihem, and then behind the Beis Din, so the Todos would be carried, escorted by the Levim, which who would sing. Then after that, there was the Beis Din, and then everybody else would walk until they made the entire full circuit around the whole new area, the expanded area that was going to become Kadosh. Haprimis ne'echeles, when they finished walking around, they would eat the inner chalas toda, the one that was on the inner side. We'll see what that means. V'hachitzon nisrefes, and the outer carbon toda loaf would be burnt. The bar says, what was this all about? So it was a mitzvah nevi'im that one should be eaten and one should be burnt. The only question is, how did they carry them? And therefore, we need to know which one was burnt and which was eaten. The Gemara in that Tezvavim Nevei says, Ketzad hayu nosim es achalos. How would they carry these chalos, these two loaves of chametz, of toda? Echad omer zeu keneged zu, which means the two kohanim would stand side by side, and therefore the pnimis chalo, which is the one that was eaten, was the one that was closest to the newer wall. Meaning the inner one was next to the wall, the one closer to the wall. So that, according to the opinion that they were standing, marching side by side, the one closer to the wall, that was the penimus one, that's the one they ate, and the one further away from the wall, that's the one, that's the outer one, that's the one they burned. But the other opinion is that they were marching one behind the other. And therefore, the one closer to the Beis Din, which is the first one, is the one, the penimus, and that's the one that they ate, and the one that they burnt. The fact that they're both kadosh, as we said, this must be the fact that we're burning one and eating the other must be, as we said, it is based on what the Nevi'im have taught us, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. They're both considered kadosh. They both, at this point, what should we have done with them? They really both should be burnt. Why? Because if they're being carried now in an area that still does not have the Kiddush of Yerushalayim, so then they have to be burnt. That's what halacha is. Carbon toda is eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. This area, as they walked around, were basically these loaves were taken out of the area of Kiddush of Yerushalayim, because at this point, as they make this circuit, the area wasn't kadosh. So the halacha from the Divrei Nevi'im is that one is burnt and one is eaten, even though really both should be burnt. Now, although we keep speaking about expanding the Kedusha of the Azara and Yerushalayim, the Gemara says that they only brought these two Todos when they added on to the city of Yerushalayim. But when they add on the Azara, the Gemara says, Ein ha'azara miskadeshes ela b'shiyare mincha. When it comes to the Azara, you can only be mikadesh the Azara with literally leftover flour offerings. What would be wrong with using the carbon todah? So the Gemara explains, it's ki Yerushalayim. Treat the Azara as you treat Yerushalayim. Ma Yerushalayim is kadesh, as the Gemara says, al yedei davar hanechal, but just like Yerushalayim is sanctified through a food that's normally eaten within the walls, and if you leave, it becomes invalid, becomes disqualified, like a carbon todah. So to the Azara can only miss kadesh with something you can eat in the Azara, and if it leaves, it becomes pasul. The carbon todah, you couldn't eat the carbon todah was not based on if you brought it outside of the Azara. That wouldn't become pasul, disqualified, because todah can be eaten within the entire city of Yerushalayim. And therefore, you have to take something like a carbon mincha, which, if it would leave the Azara, would become pasul. Then the Mishnah says, V'lo shelo nase b'chol elu. Hanichnas l'sham ein chayvad alah. And any Tosefis, anytime they expanded the borders of the Azor and the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't do it with this ceremony, following all of this, so then it doesn't become sanctified, and therefore ein chayvim aleha. If you walked there in there b'shogeg, you wouldn't be chayv this karban olaviyorei. Or if you walked in b'mezi, you wouldn't be chayv karis, because that Tosefis, that addition, would not have the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash or the kedusha of Yerushalayim itself. Now, in times of Bayis Sheni, even though at that time when Nechemya came back, there was no melech, no urim v'tumim. So why was that acceptable? I mean, why do we assume that that was effective at all? So the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph explains that yes, you need all of the components. You need a king. You need a urim v'tumim, and we didn't have that. So the Gemara says it, when Shlomo was mekadesh Yerushalayim for the Beis Hamikdash, for the first Beis Hamikdash, that remained kadosh, and therefore Nechemya didn't really need to sanctify it at all, and he just did it as a sign, and for no other reason, because according to halacha, there was no need to do so. There's another opinion that says that in fact you only need one of those components. You don't need all of that whole list. As we thought, the melech and navi or maturim. No, it would be enough that to have only one of those. And if that's true, then Shlomo HaMelech's kedusha did not last till the days of Nechemya. Nechemya was fine doing what he did, and he didn't need a melech or a navi, whatever it is, urim v'tumim, as long as he had. He didn't have an urim v'tumim. He didn't have a king, rather, but he had the others. So that would be that was acceptable. And Shlomo HaMelech's kedusha did not extend till the days of Nechemya. It was when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Am Yisrael was exiled. So then the kedusha was no longer, and it was only when Nechemya came back that he re-sanctified the Beis HaMikdash with using one of the components that he had that were available at that time. And what was available, they had a Navi, and they had a Sanhedrin, but they didn't have a Melech, and didn't have Urim V'Tumim.